This is a Global Class Struggle podcast.
Brought to you by Rebel Youth Magazine. Workers of the world unite.
Police in Bangladesh opened fire on June 5th at a protest near former Rana Plaza garment factory, now demolished. The death toll from April's disaster now stands at 1,130. Hundreds of protesters, including former workers and relatives of victims, were demanding compensation or outstanding salaries promised by the government and the Bangladesh Garments Manufacturers and Exporters Association. A police official claimed that the demonstrators stopped traffic on the highway for 3 hours and then began damaging public transport vehicles. Protesters deny the allegation. "We did not commit any vandalism, but still the police opened fire and used tear gas," said Fatima Khatun, 20 years old, a survivor of the collapse who said she had yet to receive outstanding pay. According to the local media, around 50 people were injured when the police charged with batons. There have been several such protests in recent weeks. Official investigations have blamed poor construction and corruption for the collapse. The owner, Sohail Rana, has been detained. Several Western retailers have admitted sourcing clothing in the Rana Plaza factory. Companies including Primark, Marks & Spencer, Mothercare, and Next have signed up to legally binding agreements to improve conditions in factories where clothes are sourced. The garment industry in Bangladesh now exports $20 billion of clothes each year.
The Congress of South African Trade Unions has condemned the murder of a member of the National Union of Mine Workers on June 3rd at Lonmin's Western Platinum Mine near Marikana. The worker was attacked with a gun at the NUM office and died later. This latest tragedy follows the death of at least 60 people in disputes around the Lonmin and Impala mines last year. Kossatu is concerned at the lawlessness and anarchy in the area, which has created a prevailing sense of impunity. No one is being arrested and not a single person has been convicted for any of these murders. The Federation calls on all workers and community members to remain calm and do everything possible to prevent a new cycle of violence and death, and repeats what its 11th National Congress declared in September 2012. "We condemn violence, warlordism, and intimidation from any quarter and strongly support the principle of freedom of association, especially for the working class. Membership of any union or any party should never cost a life."
Importing countries may face a shortage of bananas after 18,000 Colombian workers voted in early June to strike over pay. The British campaign group Banana Link is predicting that 288 farms across Yoruba in Western Colombia will be paralyzed if the strike goes ahead. The flow of well over a million boxes per week, mostly to Northern Europe, will dry up within a fortnight of the start of the strike, it has been warned. Bananas are the most popular fruit in Britain, and more than 1 in 5 imported into the country are grown in Colombia. Campaign groups say bananas are sold too cheaply, although pay and working conditions in Colombia are seen as above average for the tropical fruit industry. According to the Fair Trade Foundation, a kilo of bananas costs consumers an average of 1.08 UK pounds, about $1.60 Canadian, in November of 1997, but today sells for just about 68 pesos, or $1. Banana Link said the crisis showed that bananas on the cheap are simply not sustainable. Colombian workers are seeking a 2-year pay deal that gives them an 8% pay rise in the first year, followed by a 5% pay rise in the second year. "We recognize that the industry is facing a serious crisis, but it is not for workers to pay the price of a crisis that only the companies and the government can resolve," the president of Sintanagro, the Colombian Agricultural Workers Union, has said.